você pensar que vai fazer de mim, por que não? Seu sorriso agora está no ar, vai ficar comigo até o fim na canção.
Vejo as vidraças partidas, vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
They've done them all kind of manner of fever. They fight against them each and every day. That's the reason why we can't survive, as I would say.
Spend 5 years on a reggae sound splash. One o'clock, two o'clock, three o'clock, rock. Four o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, rock. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, rock. It's a hit.
Out. Thank you. cloud silver light, betrayed light, haunted light, a morning dove, a nightbird song, a glimpse of fear, an ambush.
Breng ik je tot loon. dat ik na jou het leven laat. Zweef daarom snel de kale tuin over. Vooruit mijn lief, hier is mijn laatste raad. Bij alle schittering van woord getoverd. Wees wel voorzichtig bij het prikkeldraad. Ik wil jou geen woorden toevertrouwen, maar een illusie waar je op kon bouwen. Een wezen, lichter dan een pluisje, een flits over het veld, een ziel door de ruimte. Het vlindernet ontwijkt de vogels met geveins en listen. Schilder in zijn bij zijn mijn portret in een leeg café uit blauwe misten. In een leeg café uit blauwe misten. In een leeg café uit blauwe. Thank you.
Pagabamba!
Проснулся я утром, часов в пять, и сразу понял, ты ушла от меня. Ну и что? Ну и что? Что ты ушла от меня? Все равно опять напьюсь, чуба-дуба, блюз. Проснулся я днем часа в два и сразу понял, ты ушла от меня. Ну и что? Ну и что? Что ты ушла от меня? Все равно опять напьюсь, чуба-дуба, we'll be right back. ночью. Часов в три. И сразу понял, ты ушла от меня. Ну и что? Ну и что? Что ты ушла?
Been a crazy month. It feels like you're living a completely different life than you used to. You have no connection with the outside world. The only news you are getting comes from the government, the same government that has been blocking your internet access. How can you believe anything they are saying right now? You need to find a way to be back online. You need to find out what's really happening in your country and in the rest of the world. Luckily, you are not as alone as you thought. You are not powerless. There is a wide network of people across the world working every day to prevent, stop, and circumvent internet shutdowns, just like this one. They can help you take action. They can help you take back the technology that is being used against you. It is time to reclaim your right to uncensored and unblocked internet access. Welcome to Kill Switch, a podcast series brought to you by Access Now, the Keep It On Coalition, co-sponsored by Internews, and produced by Volume. I am your host, Felicia Antonio. In this six-part series, we want to highlight the troubling rise of a new form of anti-democratic oppression spreading across the world: government-created internet shutdowns. We will be hearing from journalists, activists, and experts who have been fighting to keep the internet on, all the way from the high courts of Sudan to the rural regions of Pakistan. This is the fourth episode of Kill Switch, an episode all about the tools, tactics, and technology being used to fight back against internet shutdowns. We will deep dive into the technical side of internet shutdowns and provide you with some tools to help circumvent government tactics that prevent people from getting online. The first person we talk to is Hassan Selmi from Access Now's Digital Security Helpline.
Our service is to respond to digital security incidents like account compromise, system compromise, DDoS attacks, and internet shutdowns. We provide 24/7 service for members of civil society, and we are a free of charge facility available around the clock.
Amongst all these services, the Digital Security Helpline also assists journalists, activists, human rights, and civil society organizations who suddenly find themselves in the middle of an internet shutdown. But obviously, reaching Hassan becomes a little bit tricky when your internet is not working.
It's tricky when it comes to internet shutdowns because the affected population are usually prevented from reaching their email address service, though they can't send you an email. So in these kinds of cases, we usually communicate with what we call intermediaries, who are very close to the affected population, but usually have access to internet connection, either using circumvention tools or they are outside the country and communicating through available communications.
The amount of help Hassan can offer greatly depends on the type of shutdown.
So if it's a partial shutdown, usually we try to understand how this shutdown is being implemented. You will have to work around the method used to block the content and make the sensor blind against your connection. The tools that we usually use are VPN or HTTPS proxy.
A good VPN or virtual private network is the first line of defense against a social media blocking. What a VPN does is it redirects your connection to the internet through a remote server run by the VPN provider. This masks your own computer's physical location and allows it to bypass blockings. In most cases, it also adds a layer of privacy and security to your internet connection. But all VPNs are not created equally. In the booming VPN marketplace, it is important not to just pick the first VPN service that you come across. Hassan explains how you can make sure you pick a trustworthy VPN.
First question, is the tool open source? This means you are able to see the code and it's available online for anyone to read and understand how this tool works.
The second criteria is to see if it has received an independent security audit.
Most of the users are not skilled enough technically to understand the code. So in addition to open source code, we need also trusted expert auditors to look into the code and make sure that it's secure and that it's not leaking any information.
As Hassan explains, even though a VPN can promise you protection, many of these supposedly secure platforms actually record user data on their own servers. What if the government forces them to hand over those records if they want to continue operating in their country?
The thing is that whenever you connect to a VPN, you really put a lot of trust in that VPN's providers because all your traffic will go through that VPN. So the VPN provider could record a lot of information about you.
Hassan explains that accessibility is also an important criteria for picking a VPN. Which VPNs are available in your country and do they actually work?
In many recent shutdowns, we saw that VPN servers are also targeted by shutdowns, which means that who applies the shutdowns also target VPN servers to block the use of them.
For this reason, the Digital Security Helpline recommends setting up your own personal VPN server outside of the country.
There are a lot of software that you can use to set up your VPN servers. And usually those VPNs won't be known to the censors as they are not public. And they won't be able to block because they don't know the domain or the IP of that VPN server.
These things might sound very difficult to figure out by yourself. Luckily, the Digital Security Helpline is there to assist you.
So we can help people get access to those tools. We can also assess which servers of the public VPNs are available. VPNs that we at the Helpline trust and that the community trusts are being continuously audited and their code is available online.
But VPNs also have a drawback. In countries where internet connection is slow or the infrastructure is not strong, VPNs can make your connections even slower. Another drawback is that VPNs only work for partial shutdowns, social media blocking, or website censorship. When the government decides to cut off all access to the internet, things get a bit more complicated.
So the tools that are available to be used with the full internet shutdowns are usually very expensive or require some difficult technical preparation when the shutdown happens.
Solutions to get back online include things like setting up a satellite connection.
Satellite connections are expensive, slow, and usually not trusted.
There is another ingenious way to get back online.
The second solution could be to use international SIM cards with roaming, but it's also expensive and come with a logistic challenge, especially in terms of how to deliver those SIM cards. So preparation is always important.
During the recent shutdown in Sudan, a SIM card exchange scheme seemed to work.
People in the last Sudan blackout connected with their relatives who could send them